Conscious self-pleasure is such an important practice and severely underrated. It is really taken for granted or performed in a very confused and contracted way. We must know that the source of our eroticism lies within ourselves and is not dependent on anyone and anything else. It is really important for us to understand that our erotic being is at the very essence of ourselves. And by exploring and opening to it, we become more radiant, we become more alive. So I want to shed some light here on this, how this practice, the practice of self-pleasure, can really, really, really help you to recenter in your body, recenter in your mind, in your sense of inner joy, of inner love and aliveness, and how it can create mystical experience of beauty and connection to everything, to the divine, when you completely and totally embrace it. I will share with you which are the key points so to make this practice very sacred and enlivening and not hidden and secret, and that takes maybe parts of you away, in the sense that when we mostly approach self-pleasure, especially when we are maybe in a couple, we tend to go there very quickly. We tend to go there and just to have that peak release type of orgasm, the like contracted type of orgasm. And maybe we do it out of frustration. We do it out of annoyance, or when there's like some long time off intimacy from you and from your partner. And this way of masturbation manifests with no sound, no movement, no breathing, nothing at all during this performance. And we tend to hide the pleasure. We keep it inside, and then we like explode in the moment this very contracted way. And what we don't know is that pleasure lived this way in the long run wires deeply inside of our bodies. Our bodies in a sort of way program themselves to intake pleasure this way. And this is why it is unable to expand and relax states of arousal. So when we come into conscious self-pleasure practice, we come to teach our bodies again how to intake pleasure. We rebuild new neurological pathways between our brains and our bodies. And we begin to heal the years and years of contraction through the practice of self-pleasure. This is really what it makes it such a beautiful and powerful practice if done consistently and with loving presence. What we do in conscious self-pleasure is actually to caress our whole bodies, everything, not only focus on our genitals. We want to bring our entirety into lovemaking. Our whole body is made for lovemaking, and taking time to explore every single inch of your body, from your face, your neck, your armpits, your breasts, your stomach, your legs, your anus, and of course your genitals, but not only, everything is included. Everything should be invited into this magical orchestra. So when you come to self-pleasure, really spend time focusing on what your body feels. You can bite yourself, you can caress yourself, you can spank yourself, pull your hair, or gently stroke it. For example, I personally have a passion of playing with my fingers and the hair of my vagina. So you can really do anything and really learn to intake pleasure out of it. And most importantly, in all this exploring intimately yourself, you really need to add breathing to it. You breathe deeply, hopefully sounding a deep ah from your belly. You can voice your pleasure. That also is so difficult for us, as we're not used to sound our pleasure, especially if we maybe have neighbors or live in an apartment with someone else, right? I personally was lucky enough to have a roommate that was very exuberant with her partner during university years, but she really transmitted me the beautiful act of not giving a fuck while having sex or doing masturbation. Okay, so sound. Also, sound is very enlightening and moves a lot of all that stuck energy we may have in our bodies. And of course, movement. Movement too. We're usually used to only one single movement when it comes to our genitals. Up and down movement of the hand, am I right? Or this one? There's so many different ways to approach our bodies. And of course, it won't be easy in the beginning because we're not used to it. It's normal, but the more you bring self-pleasure as a practice in your life, you're really reframing and recalibrating your entire body into new creative pathways, new sensitivity. You're opening to new possibilities to meet yourself, to build intimacy, pleasure for yourself. And from there, the magic is that you will also have new ways to meet with your partner. It may seem quite cliche, but it is always true. How can you make love if you don't know how to make love to yourself, right? And as I always say, what happens in the bedroom also happens in life. So the more you create new opportunities in your body and in your pleasure, the more your life will open to new possibilities and aliveness. And this really doesn't mean that you'll always be high and enthusiastic, but actually you will be very deep. You'll be very present to what is happening every given moment of your life, because you will become so present with yourself through self-pleasure that you become present also for others, for your life, in the normal day-to-day life activities, to the challenging and adverse emotions that may arise. So it's such a deep and beautiful practice performed this way. Also, there is this yogic principle where your attention goes, energy flows. And it's not only yogic, in fact, it's also proven by science that wherever we direct our attention, the blood circulation, our biochemical response, even the temperature of our body is amplified. So what you want to do in this practice is really to bring your attention in your body and into all those different parts of your body, really trying to find ways to really enjoy deeply your sensuality, to expand your sexual experience. You really need to be willing to step into the unknown. And when we are present, when we drop that fixation over a certain outcome, we become actually quite vulnerable, and we can open to the unknown. We don't know what can happen in that moment. We just allow everything to happen. We allow that energy to move us. We let our intention to be directed in all those places within ourselves that maybe we haven't visited for a while. And it's such a beautiful and powerful way to reestablish that deep, deep connection with ourselves and facilitate actually that deep sexual unfoldment that we all truly desire. So the first step into creating this sacred practice is actually to set up a sacred space. And this is a highly important step because we usually tend to do self-pleasure in very hidden spaces, like in front of the door so no one can come in, or like closed up in the bathroom. But we really need to bring sacredness and bring sacred time to do this. Basically, a sacred space is a space of beauty. It is a way to have an inspired and sacred atmosphere in our room. We want to make it temple-like. We want to make it like a place where all the gods and all the goddesses of love and beauty want to come in and join you in this celebration. So here you want to just let beauty be your guide. Allow your taste, allow your love for beauty to really guide you in the way you decorate the space. Maybe bring some flowers, you can lower the lights or use some candles. You may put some essential oils or light some incense, play some beautiful music. What I do love personally to do is also place some rose petals on the bed from time to time if I do have them. I also have some great music in my Spotify that you can check out and use, and I will link the playlist for you. So just make the space beautiful. Make the space enjoyable to be in, like if it were a sanctuary. And of course, another element for the sacred space is also the sacred space that you create within yourself. So, meaning that you can also clean literally your physical body. You can go and take a shower or wash each other if you're actually doing it together with a partner. Just treat yourself. You can give each other a nice massage. As you're in the shower, you can also like wash each other's feet and hands. Just like begin to create the space of love and worship and appreciation within each other.
Then you might want to take a moment to set an intention for your practice. This is also extremely important, because when you do set an intention and you commit to that intention, what happens is that when you have obstacles or very heavy emotions arising, you will move through them more at ease and in acceptance, because you know that it will be all part of the process. This is why it's so important to have an intention and maybe focus on it. So after creating the sacred space and you clean yourself and then you set your intention, you can begin this exploration and really, really take time to explore yourself. Also through your emotions. Make love with your emotions. Stay present with every single feeling. And if something deep arises, try to drop deep into that through breathing. I want to put a lot of emphasis on how fundamental it is to bring breath in your practice. Three major pillars in tantric teachings are voice, sound, and movement. So actually cultivating these three aspects within the practice, you're doing so much deep energetic work, and you're creating actually fertile ground for healing to take place, for your capacity to intake pleasure. And as I said, you most probably will feel resistance in the beginning. But as you do this, you will come out of this experience more ecstatic and with a lot of insights that weren't clear for you initially. And this is what it makes it so magical as a practice. For example, when I first began doing it, I felt a lot of resistance, and my mind was like saying I feel weird, or I don't feel turned on, I might as well just stay here and don't do anything, or what's the point of doing it without having a partner? So it was so much in my mind there, but I wasn't judging my experience. I was just simply observing the messages, and I understood how much conditioning was there that I had to really embrace, see, and let go slowly. So while you are in the practice, remember also that you are not doing it for only yourself, but you're doing it also for the collective, because this is what we are here for. We are here to weave with each other, to connect with each other, to feel connected to everything and everyone, to heal those sexual patterns within yourself. You're healing them for yourself and also for the collective. You're doing it for those who perpetuate the suffering, that are continuously being raped, that are being abused, that are being repressed, traumatized. It is such a deep and sacred work. You make love with life in its entirety. So what happens when you dissolve the sexual shame? You're actually dissolving the shame of being truly alive. You're not hiding anymore behind masks or nice facades. You're free to express yourself fully, greatly, with all your passion, with your voice, with the totality of who you are. And I think this goes way beyond feeling joyful or pleasant or fairy tales all the time, because there will come the days in which you feel anger, which you feel sadness, and you feel that you need to roar and get rid of all those sticky patterns that still make you feel small and act small. So you may come up with all these judgments, all the projections you feel for people, or maybe also for your partner. And then you're there. And then you're there and you have to finally see them and dissolve them through love. Because all resistances in the end are always a calling for love. And we rise in that. We drop in that. We drop and we rise together in that. Yeah, so if you want to do this practice also with a partner, it is amazing and very, very powerful and maybe edgy. So one can do the self-pleasure practice and the other one can witness the other. Or you may also decide to do it together, connect together. It's really edgy and challenging, but if you allow to go through all the fear and judgment and let love be your guide, there will be an incredible amount of pleasure awaiting for you there. So yes, set the time to do this practice. Try to make a routine in your life. Do it at least once a week and make it last about 2 hours. This is my advice and invitation. If you can, I do have a child, so 1 hour is enough, but I practice a lot of this in my life and I built some good sensitivity in my body and in my emotions over the years. So if you are in the beginning, I do suggest you to do like 2 hours. And if you actually do this practice, hopefully you will. Please let me know how it goes for you. All my love.